Morning.
Morning.
Hi, guys. So pleased to finally get you on. These are the people behind the Tipsy Teapot along the High Street in King's Lynn, which you haven't checked out yet. You really should. It's an amazing world when you walk in there. You must be proud of that place you've created.
Very much so, yes. Yeah, it's took a year or so of our lives, but all good fun, yeah.
Yeah, it looks great. I mean, I saw it literally almost as you started, and you wouldn't recognise the place. But before you came to the Tipsy Teapot, you were behind the bar at the Crown in Gayton, and for 1 week only, you're returning. Tell me about this.
Yeah, it feels like another lifetime ago Simon. But yeah, we're on for tonight and every night this week. We took part in Four in a Bed.
That's an amazing Channel 4 TV program. Show. That's an amazing show. So how did that come about?
Well, basically, it's nothing special. I mean, we're not celebrities or anything, but they contact you anyway to sort of get in touch. And then Lisa sort of suggested it. That we should do it. I was very apprehensive about doing it because that's when you watch your show, they sort of check the stuff, and I think, oh, that's not me. That's not what I do. So I had to clarify that first with the actual producer, and he said, no, it's more of a case of we don't want to do the whole hotel inspector scenario. We want more customer experience, which obviously settled me. So that felt better.
What is it like, though, when these people are literally telling you what they really, really think about your place in front of a camera?
It's interesting. You do have to realise that that's what they're going to do. And it is what it is. You just, all we did at the end of the day was just carry on doing what we were doing anyway. It's like anything. Some people will like it and some people won't. And as is life, some people did like it and some people didn't. But yeah, it is what it is. You can't be any more than you are, you know, than normal. And we weren't going to sort of put anything on. But I think, well, I don't know, we haven't even seen it yet. So as far as we're aware, everybody enjoyed themselves. But we'll see, won't we?
Find out tonight.
Have you any idea what the others, like, said about your place, not to your face? Or are you going to find out, oh, my God, I thought they were our friends?
Well, we have an inkling that there might be a couple of things that perhaps, I don't know, were less than desirable. But, you know, it is what it is, isn't it?
How do you think you two are going to come out of this?
It was just about, honestly, it was just about having a unique experience, one that sort of created some memories for us, and just enjoying sort of opportunities that came our way.
Question. I've got to ask just quickly, and I don't know whether you'll be allowed to answer or not. You know, when you decide how much you pay, is that your money or do they give you the money?
That's our money.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So there are rules.
It's expensive to be on this show.
It is, but it's something that not many people get a chance to take part. So we just thought, you know, all these new memories, it'll be fun. And it was.
Amazing. So Four in the Bed is Channel 4 every night this week. What time do we need to put on the telly box?
It's 5 o'clock every night this week, Si.
And if you want to see Mr. and Mrs. Tipsy in person, you could always pop along to the High Street. The Tipsy Teapot is just next door to where Debenhams used to be, and it's amazing. That's all going well, though, for you, yeah?
Very well, yeah. We're meeting so many people, and the love from West Norfolk is amazing.
Yeah.
People are just so supportive. It's fantastic.
It's probably the most Instagrammable place in Lynn. It's an amazing place.
Just a bit.
Definitely bring your cameras.
Say hi to the whole team for me, and I look forward to seeing you both very soon.